Good morning. My guest this morning is Kate Eilerston from the Charles M. Schulz Museum and Research Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the show coming up at the center starting January 13th, 2018, first time I've said that, is 50 Years of Franklin. For all of the puzzled members of our radio audience, why don't you explain what that means?
Franklin was a character that Mr. Schulz introduced into the strip in 1968 after the death of Martin Luther King.
Wow, 68.
Yeah. Can you believe that? It's a wonderful story because he received a letter from a school teacher in Los Angeles who said, you know, after the death of Martin Luther King, don't you think it would be really helpful to include a black, she called Negro, character in the strip because so many people read it and it could influence people? And he wrote back and said, no, I really would not want to appear condescending or patronizing. You know, I don't feel comfortable including a character that I don't know much about, and so I can't at this time. Well, the school teacher went back to some of her friends and Mr. Schulz, and she got, I think, three parents of black children at the time to write Mr. Schulz a letter and say, please, please do this. It would be so helpful for my children to see a black character in the Peanut strip because we read it every day. So that's when he did it.
Wow. That is a wonderful story. How long did he keep Franklin in the strip, or did it, was it continuous?
He kept it until the very end, Franklin is included in a couple of the movies and animations that were made. So he became a pretty consistent member of the Peanuts gang.
I remember him being there.
Yeah. He went to school with them. He played at the beach. He played football. He was often seen in the classroom.
Do you know whether he got any reaction from his many, many, many readers from Franklin, either pro or con?
He absolutely did, and some of those letters, and almost all of them, truly almost all of them, were so grateful and happy about it. And some of those letters are going to be included in the show, as are the letters from the school teacher and the friends that wrote him asking him to do it for their kids.
Did he get letters specifically from African-American people or people at least with a vested interest in this character?
Yes. The school teacher that I'm talking about, her name is Harriet Glickman. She was white, but all of the other letters were from parents, and they were black. So, yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
You know, another part of the story is that some of the newspapers in the South refused to run the character, and so they dropped out of carrying Peanuts.
Oh.
Not many of them, but a few of them. I think that's an interesting story of the time.
Are there any other exhibits happening at the same time as 50 Years of Franklin?
Yes, always. We have four different exhibitions. And we have a special one in the bigger gallery downstairs, which is called Mud Pies and Jelly Beans, and explores all the kind of fun food that came out of the strip. And then we have a gallery we call the Comic Strip Gallery, and it has a series of original drawings and strips that were all about the language that he created. Words like og and good grief and you blockhead, you know, rat.
Right.
You remember them all. I remember them all. And then upstairs, in addition to the 50 Years of Franklin, we have a great exhibition about the life of Charles Schulz.
Great.
And it even includes his studio where he worked every day and drew the strips, his drawing table and the books in his library, and that's a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like a great first museum show of the year to attend.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it opens right around Martin Luther King's birthday.
Great. Kate, thanks very much for talking to us, and let's tell people that 50 Years of Franklin opens January 13th at the museum and will be there until August. The museum is at 2301 Hardy's Lane in Santa Rosa. And for more information, go to the SchulzMuseum.org website. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.